FM.
Main menu.
Main menu.
This is Jeff Bishop and a warm welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. Main Menu can be heard at 1 Universal on Wednesdays, and that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings, 5 p.m. Pacific in the United States. This week on Main Menu, we bring you an exclusive. Jonathan Mosen comes to talk to us all about the new Keysoft version 7.0 from Humanware. That's coming up this week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Hi, Main Menu listeners. This is Jonathan Mosen, Brownout Product Manager here at Humanware. We're giving you an exclusive preview of Keysoft version 7.0, which we intend releasing in mid-January. There is lots in this release, and in the time available, I can't show you everything, but here is some of the new functionality in Keysoft version 7. So let's begin our look at this exciting new release of Keysoft version 7.0. And I'm at the main menu now, and we're going to show you something that is available exclusively for BrailleNote and VoiceNote Empower users. To do that, I'm going to go to the Options menu.
Options menu.
And we'll press the letter R to get into our Review Voice settings.
Speak. Currently on.
I'm just going to space through these familiar choices, and you'll find that soon we'll get to a choice that's not so familiar.
Speak volume level, currently 3. Punctuation level, currently 2. Number format. Currently words. Speech synthesizer. Currently Keynote Gold.
Yes, if you're staying alert, you'll know that this is new. We offer a choice of speech synthesizers now on BrailleNote and VoiceNote Empower, and we're the first product of this kind to offer you such a choice. To find out what we have, let's just press Help.
For Keynote Gold speech, press K. For Eloquent speech, press E. To leave this option unchanged, just press Enter.
So you'll hear that we have added Eloquence. This is a popular speech synthesizer in the blind community. Many screen readers for Windows and mobile phones ship with this. And if you're familiar with Eloquence speech, then you may just find that this is preferable for you if you've become very accustomed to that speech. So let's just press the letter E to change to Eloquence speech. And you'll note that when we press Enter, that speech choice takes immediate effect.
Eloquence.
Speech voice. Currently adult male.
Now we have another choice, which is unique to Eloquence. Within Eloquence, there's a subset of voices that you can choose from, and we can give you a sample of these voices simply by checking out the help at this point.
For adult male voice, press M.
For adult female voice, press F.
For child voice, press C.
For elderly male voice, press E.
For elderly female voice, press L.
To leave this option unchanged, just press Enter.
As always, you can choose the voice that you want to suit your personal preference. You can also adjust the pitch and the rate of this voice to suit your preferences using the same commands that you've become familiar with in Keynote Gold speech. We have one more Eloquence-related function, and these obviously become visible once you choose Eloquence as your speech synthesizer. So let's press Enter and hear that one.
Hyperlink speech voice, currently
adult female.
You have the same voices to choose from once again, but this option is affecting what happens when you're using KeyWeb and you encounter a link. You'll note that the default behavior when you've been using Keynote Gold is to make a small beep tone, which is a preference that people generally like. However, if you'd like to have hyperlinks voiced in a different voice to add a bit of vocal variety to your web surfing experience, then when using the Eloquence speech engine, that option is now available to you. If you prefer to use Eloquence but to have the familiar beep and not a change of voice, then just set your hyperlink voice to the same voice that you use for your regular output, and at that point you'll just get the beep tone as normal. So let's go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
And we're up and running with Eloquence speech. And for the rest of this presentation, we will use Eloquence speech. as we traverse the many exciting new features in KeySoft 7.0. Another feature that's available for BrailleNote and VoiceNote Empower users exclusively is available in the Media Center menu. Let's press M to get there from the main menu.
Media menu.
And we'll just press space to move through the options until we get to something new.
Media player. Record a memo. Playback memos. FM radio.
And here we have an FM radio built right into BrailleNote and VoiceNote Empower. This radio has about similar strength to that which you'd find on some cell phones which offer this kind of feature. It's not going to be as powerful as a fully-fledged portable radio that you might buy from a store, but in strong signal areas and with headphones connected, it can be really useful because you don't have to take any other device with you to tune in to your favourite radio station on FM. I'm going to press enter to turn the radio on now.
ALL is country for Texans.
What is country for Texans?
It's music chosen.
And you'll hear that the radio has come on, and it's speaking the name of the radio station, which is KLLL, and that's come up on the Braille display as well, 96.3 FM. And now there are a number of commands that we can use to work the FM radio. We can use our move by sentence command, which on a beta unit is space with dot forward to go forward, to go up the dial. Now on a QT machine you would use read with right arrow to do this. And it's telling me that I'm now on Cool 98.1 FM. So what's happening here is that because I have some of these stations programmed into my BrailleNote Empower as presets, and we'll come to that in just a moment, it's actually giving me the name of the radio station, speaking it and showing it on the Braille display. But I'll continue to scan forward now.
98.3 FM.
And it's finding a little bit of interference. I have a lot of recording and computer equipment in here.
99.1 FM stereo.
Now, here we have a station that I haven't programmed in. It's on 99.1 FM stereo. And it's showing that frequency on the Braille display. We can keep scanning forward. And there's another country station which I have programmed in, the Bear, on 99.5 FM stereo. And we can move backwards as well by pressing the previous sentence command on a beta unit that is space with dot one. Now again, we're not using the sentence commands on the QT for this, we're instead using read with left arrow to move back. There we go. So you can hear that sometimes, particularly where there's a lot of other electronic equipment around, it may erroneously pick up some things and detect them as stations. Now, what happens if you know the frequency of a station? Well, that's easy. We can press space with F on a beta unit, read with F on a QT, and now we can type, for example, 89.1. So I type number sign 89.1 and press enter.
Home, 89.1 FM stereo.
And it's telling me that, so this is again a preset that I programmed in, KOHM 89.1 FM stereo. If we want to move through presets, we can simply press the backspace and space keys to move around the presets. And you'll notice that it's very quick, so I press the space key now. And it's jumped me straight to Cool 98. I press space again. I can press backspace and go backwards. So that's the FM radio scanning through presets. We can use help, of course, to find out the commands that are available to us. So if I press space with H, I'm just going to actually mute the radio at this point by pressing enter with X on my BT, and if you have a QWERTY unit, then you can achieve the same thing by pressing control with backslash. I'm going to press space with H now.
List of FM radio commands. To scroll forward or back through the list of preset stations, press space or press backspace. To scan forward or back for new stations, press space with dot 4 or press space with dot 1.
Remember that you can do this on a QT and get the QT equivalents.
To increase or decrease the frequency by 1 MHz, press space with dot 5 or press space with dot 2. To increase or decrease the frequency by 100 kilohertz, press space with dot 6 or press space with dot 3.
So you'd use that command if you want to do some really fine tuning.
To enter a new preset, press backspace with R. To edit an existing preset, select that preset and press backspace with R. To delete a preset, select that preset and press backspace with dots 2, 3, 5, 6.
These are familiar commands. Backspace with R is obviously the rename command that you can use at many file prompts when you're scanning through a list of files, for example, and you want to rename it. You don't need to go to the file manager. You can press backspace with R. So it does make sense that this command is also used to rename or create names for presets.
To turn the volume up or down, press Enter with dots 4, 6 or press Enter with dots 1, 3. To mute or unmute the radio, press Enter with dots 1, 3, 4, 6.
So once again, these commands will be familiar to you because they're available in the rest of the Media Center. You're able to continue with other tasks while you listen to the FM radio, and if you find it's getting a little loud, you can use those commands to turn the volume up and down, independent of the volume of your speech.
To jump directly to a frequency, press space with F.
So, we can press space with F and just type it in. You saw us do that before.
To jump to preset station starting with a particular letter, press the letter. To toggle the speaker on or off, press Enter with S.
It is important to have headphones or some kind of cable connected to the headphone outlet of the BrowNote or VoiceNote Empower when you're using the FM radio. That's because it's that cable that's creating an antenna and facilitating reception. For that reason, we've created a command that turns the speaker on so you can listen to the FM radio on the speaker of the BrowNote Empower even when you have headphones connected. What you might do, for example, is if you're traveling, you're in a hotel room somewhere, you want to listen to the radio in the morning, you can keep the headphones plugged in to act as an antenna, but still turn the speaker on so that as you prepare in the morning, you can listen to the BrowNote Empower delivering the morning news or whatever you like to listen to.
No more commands.
So there are no more commands in the help. There are a couple of commands to tell you about, though, in the Media Center, and one does relate to the FM radio. When you go into the recording options setup in the Media Center, you know that you can choose the internal microphone or the external microphone as your record button input source. Well, we've added the FM radio to that list. So that now means that you can record your favorite FM radio program on the BrowNote Empower. You might want to ensure that you've got some sort of high-capacity compact flash card or some other media like that, SD card, in your machine when you do that recording, and that you set your drive for memos to somewhere that's got lots of disk space. But I know that'll be a popular feature. We also added, by popular request, another feature to the recording options setup, and that is that you can now specify whether you hear the record tone or not. By default, it's set to the original behavior of beeping when you start a recording. If you don't want that beep and double beep when you end recording, you can now turn that off as well. And while we're in the Media Center, a note for BrowNote PK users. Ever since the BrowNote PK came out, there's been this question. What is that little button on the front of the BrowNote PK to the left of the joystick for? And we've said it's a button that's reserved for future use. And that future use time has arrived with Keysoft 7, the very popular voice recorder that we introduced in BrowNote Empower in Keysoft 6.2 is now available on BrowNote PK. Now, there isn't an external microphone socket on BrowNote PK. However, there is a good internal microphone, so it's built right into the unit, and you can record using the internal microphone just by pressing that record button or by using the record options from the Media Center menu. Many of you would probably have already heard the demonstration of the record function in the BrowNote Empower What's New, so we won't go there at this point. But if you'd like further information about setting where your memos are stored, making a recording successfully, etc., all of that is covered in the user guide for BrowNote PK in Keysoft version 7. So enjoy the voice recorder, which I'm sure will be a very welcome addition for BrowNote PK users. Let's turn now to one of the most exciting and comprehensive new features in Keysoft 7.0, and this is a new application called Keybase. It is a database management system. It's available by pressing D from the main menu, or you can use your standard navigation method to get through the main menu until you get to Database. What is a database? Well, a database is simply a collection of data, of information. So while you don't have to be in any way a programmer to make your own databases, and the help is, as usual, very helpful when we talk you all the way through the process, if you really just want to start using Keybase without having to create a database of your own, Just move through the list of databases when you get to the database option, because you'll find that you can catalog your wine cellar, you can log your ham radio calls if you're a radio ham, you can log home inventory purchases, you can catalog your CD collection, you can keep track of recipes, and a whole bunch more as well. And these databases are included free with Keysoft version 7 for you to try. So go ahead and try that, and you'll notice that when you bring up a database, a menu will appear, which allows you to add records and look up records for that particular database. And we'll show you that in a few minutes' time. What we're going to do, though, is create a database and show you how this works. And I'm going to press D for database.
Database to use? Computer Braille is required.
It's asking me for the database to use, and I'm going to create a new database. So what will we try? Well, I think we might take a look at a scenario that says that I am the secretary of some kind of club. Let's say it is the Braille Note Appreciation Club. What a nice thing it would be to join. And I'm going to type club as my database name. And press enter.
Club. File does not exist. Create a new file.
This is a familiar prompt. You would see this if you tried to create a new document and in a number of places in Keysoft. We'll just answer Y for yes to creating a new file.
Yes. Field definition list for club.
Now we're in our field definition list. When you put data into a database, you have to really do some forward planning. You have to think, what information am I likely to want to collect in this database? And how do I organize my database? What order should the fields be in? What should they be called? And what kind of field are we talking about? So once you become familiar with the possibilities within Keybase, you'll get some idea as to how, when you're creating a new database, it might be structured. You might find that this is a bit of a trial and error process. If you're familiar with database technology on other platforms, it'll be easier, but I'm sure that it will come in time. So let's see what we can do. We're going to now think about the different fields, the different bits of information that I'm likely to want to enter into this database for the Braille Note Appreciation Club. I'm going to want to enter the member's name, but I'm probably wanting to have the ability to sort by last name and first name. So just like the address list, we'll enter those kinds of fields. I'll press the space bar.
Field 1 name.
And it's asking me for field 1 name. I'm going to type last name and press enter.
Name. Field type for last name. Currently string.
There are a number of field types available. In other words, what kind of data am I going to enter here? Let's press the help key and find out what my choices are.
Select the type of data you want to store in this field and press enter. To cycle through the list of data types, press space with dots 3-4. To review or change the field options, press backspace with O. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press space, or press backspace. Once you have added all the fields you require, and are happy with them, press space with E. Field type for last name, currently string.
So I'm going to cycle through the field types available to me. Remember that obviously that help message will differ a bit if you have a QWERTY machine. But I'm going to press on my BT unit, space with dots 3-4.
Number.
So this is clearly not appropriate for this field, because a number simply allows you to enter a number, and for a last name field that would not work.
Yes or no choice.
Sometimes you might want to enter a yes or no choice. For example, is this person's membership current? In that case you would set a yes or no choice.
Date.
There's a date field here.
Time.
And time.
Document.
Now, the document is similar to the notes field in the address list, so if you want to have a free form field where you can use all of your Keysoft editing commands, you can use document, and that way you can enter as much information as you need to.
String.
And now we're back to string. So string is a kind of generic thing. You can enter pretty much anything in a string field. The maximum length of a string field is 255 characters, so you may want to be aware of that because if you are going to enter information that is potentially longer than that, you'd want to use a document field and not a string field. In this case, the field type of string is quite appropriate for last name, and so we'll press enter.
Field to name.
Field to name, well, I think that should be first name, so we'll type first name and press enter.
Name. Field type for first name, currently string.
And again, we can press enter and accept that the first name is string.
Field 3 name.
Now we should probably have a membership number, because everybody in the Briano Depreciation Club has a membership number. And maybe we should create one of these. I know there is the Briano Club for children, but maybe we need to do something else. Anyway, let's do this sort of type member number and press enter.
Number. Field type for member number, currently string.
Now we could leave this at string and just rely on the user to put in a number. However, we can narrow this down to ensure that the data that we get in this field is what we are hoping for, what we expect. To do that, we can cycle through. On my beta unit, I can press space with dots 3-4 until we get to a more appropriate field type.
Number.
And there we are. The next one is number. And so we can now press enter.
Field for name.
And field for name, let's see, what else do we need to know? Let's type units type in here.
Unit type. Field type for unit type, currently string.
And string is fine, because we might want to put VoiceNote BT, VoiceNote QT, etc. But what if this is not a very explicit kind of field? I mean, last name, first name, member number, that's pretty clear. But what if this one might be a little bit ambiguous? Somebody who's not familiar with what we're on about might find this confusing. Because there's a strong possibility that you might want to share this database with someone, we've provided you the ability to create your own help message. What I'm going to do now is press backspace with O to get into the options for the field.
Field options for unit type.
Let's press the space bar and see what we have.
Braille option, currently preferred keyboard grade.
So you can force any particular grade of Braille if you need to. Where this is particularly good is if, for example, you want to have an email address field, which we may come to later, and it's a good idea to require computer Braille for an email address field. So we can go into the options here and ensure that computer Braille is required. I'll press enter to move through this list of choices here.
Braille prefix option, currently capital sign.
Let's press help and find out about that.
To have a capital sign automatically inserted at the start of the entry, press C. For a double capital sign, press D. For an auto number sign, press A. For no capitalization, press N. Then to complete your entry, press enter.
So, again, if you are expecting certain kinds of data and you want to be able to narrow down the way that this information is presented, then this allows you to do that. This is particularly good, for example, where a last name and a first name should really always have a capital. And this way, it can automatically insert that.
Field context, currently general.
Again, we can use the help key to find out about this.
This allows you to control how the field is presented. You can have it spelled, treat it as a password, and therefore have it hidden, and so on. To cycle through the options, press space with dots 3-4.
So let's do that. Let's see what the context choices are.
Spell. Name. Address. Town or city. State. Country. Organization. Password. Email address. Phone number. General.
And so we're back to general. So you can set a range of contexts here for a wide range of scenarios, in fact.
Maximum length, currently 255.
That's the maximum that's allowed, but you can narrow the length if you don't want information to be too long. For example, if you are entering a United States specific database and you know that you just want the basic five-digit zip, you could narrow the field to 5 digits, and that way if anyone tries to enter any more information, they can't because there's a 5-character limit on that field.
Help message?
Now I can enter my own help message so that when I or another user press space with H on a BT unit or the help key on a QT unit, they'll get this message that I type as well as the generic messages that are available. So I'm going to type
the
model
of
device comma
device comma
such
as
BNBT
comma
VNBT
VNBT
etc
then comma.
Press enter. Now that is not a very good help message, but you get the point. Let's press enter on that.
Enter. Default value.
Our most successful product is the BNBT, the BrailleNote BT. So to avoid having to enter that all the time, assuming that that's going to be the majority of people who I enter in this database, I'm just going to put BNBT in here and press enter.
BNBT. Display option. Currently normal.
Again, if we'd like to find out more, we can press the help key.
For a normal field that can be both displayed and modified, press N. To allow this field to be displayed, but not modified, press R. To completely hide this field, press H. Then to complete your entry, press Enter. To move forward, or back.
Alright, that's the standard information there. So we'll leave that at this point on normal and press Enter.
End of list.
And that is the end of the list of options that we have for a field. So you see, you can actually do a lot of customization of each field if you wish. I'll press space with E to get out of the options.
Exit. Field type for unit type, currently string.
That's fine, we'll press enter.
Field 5 name.
And for field 5 name, let's put email address. So type email address.
Address. Field type for email address, currently string.
What we'd like to do here then is ensure that computer braille is required for this email address field, and we'll also change the context. So I'll press backspace with O to go into the options.
Field options for email address. Braille option, currently preferred keyboard grade.
And we'll press C.
Computer braille.
And press enter.
Braille prefix option. Currently capital sign.
Now we don't want anything.
None.
So we'll press N for none and press enter.
Field context. Currently general.
And we'll press E.
Email address.
And
maximum
press enter.
Length. Currently 255.
We don't want to change anything else, so we'll press space with E.
Exit. Field type for email address. Currently string.
Now let's press enter.
Field 6 name.
Let's try putting is membership current. So is membership
membership
current.
Current. Field type for is membership current. Currently string.
This is clearly a yes or no choice, so we'll press space with dots 3-4 until we get to that.
Number. Yes or no choice.
And press enter.
Warning. Existing data in the field is membership current will be lost if you change the field type. Do you want to proceed?
And we'll press Y for yes.
Yes. Field 7 name.
In field 7, I think it's important that we record when someone's membership is due to expire. That way, we can search on members who are due to expire in the current month, for example, and because we've got their email address in this database, we can email them, and we can remind them, hey, your membership is about to expire, you should renew. So let's put membership expiration and press enter.
Expiration. Field type for membership expiration, currently string.
Now, of course, this is a date, and so we'll cycle through to date.
Number. Yes or no. Date.
And press enter.
Warning. Yes. Field date name.
And just to cover all bases, we'll put a notes field in here, which will just be a free-form Keysoft document that will allow us to put anything we want about this member. You know, if you're a very customer-focused kind of person, you might want to make notes about particular members, such as, you know, Auntie Mabel just had surgery on her corns, and so when you call them next time, oh, in fact, you know what we haven't done? We haven't entered a telephone number. And this is often what happens, you see. We go through a database, and you find, gosh, I haven't entered something that I should have. Now, ideally, we should have put the phone number earlier in the process. And so we'll enter the phone number now and see what we might do about that later. So phone number.
Phone number. Field type for phone number. Currently string.
Now you're probably sitting there thinking, ah, he's going to change the phone number field from string to number. In fact, I'm not going to do that because a number field is quite strict about what you can enter. Really only numbers. And I think the negative sign as well. With phone numbers, often you want to put area codes and parentheses and all kinds of stuff like that. So in fact, it's good to leave the phone number at string, but we can go into the options.
Field options for phone number.
And let's go back to context.
Maxim.
I'm just spacing through it.
End of display op. Default. Help message. Maximum left. Field context.
There we go.
Currently general.
I went a wee bit crazy with the space bar, so I now backspace and get to field context. So now I'm at field context and general, and I can press space with dots 3-4.
Spell, name, address, town or state, country, organize, password, email, phone number.
And it sets a phone number and press enter.
Maximum lag.
And we'll just save that by pressing
field type for phone number, currently string.
Space with E. Now let's press enter.
Field 9 name.
And for field 9, we will go back to our notes field. We'll type notes.
Notes. Field type for notes. Currently string.
So we're on string. Let's just, we can press space with dots 1-6 because documents towards the end, and so that will take us back.
Document.
There we go. That's an easy way to get there. And press enter.
Field 10 name.
And I think we're finished. So we will press space with E.
Exit. Sort order is last name. Change.
Yes, let's change this. So we'll press Y for yes.
Yes. Sort order list. 1. Sort by last name.
That's fine. And we'll go to field 2.
2. None.
What we want to do is sort by last name and first name. So let's press our help key to find out how we do that now that we're on the second choice.
To assign a field to this position, press Enter. To move through the fields in order of their use, press space or press backspace.
Right, so I'm going to press enter.
Field selection list. Last name. First name.
And we'll press enter on first name.
2. Then sort by first name.
That's fine.
Field selection
Oops,
list.
Oops, we'll press space to go on.
3. None. End of list.
And we'll press space with E to accept that sort order.
Exit. Record title is last name. Change.
Let's press space with H for help.
The record title is displayed during lookup. Up to 3 fields can be included. To change the current title, press Y. To leave it unchanged, press N. Record title is last name. Change.
Yes, I do want to change the record title because what I'd like to see is first name, last name when I get my records. So let's press Y.
Yes. Record title list. 1. Last name.
Let's press enter and change that.
Field selection list. First name.
So that is first name and we'll press enter.
1. First name.
So what we're doing is saying when the record comes up, so we're sorting by last name and first name, but when the record title is displayed, let's show first name, last name.
Field selection list. Exit. 1, 2, none.
And we'll press enter to get into the sort order.
Field selection list.
And last press name. Space, we're on last name. We'll press enter to accept that.
2, last name.
And that's all we need, so we'll press space with E.
Exit. Associated database name. Press enter for club. Computer Braille is required.
So it's asking for the associated database name. What we've done at this point is we've created the template. Now, we're about to create a database that goes along with this template. By default, it's offering us the choice of giving the same name for the database as we've created for the template. And that's just fine with me, so I'll press Enter.
Confirm changes.
And we'll press Y for yes.
Yes. Key base menu for club.
Now our database has its own little menu. Let's go through it.
Add record. Look up records. Copy records. Emboss records. Print records. Import data. Review database definition. Free database space. End of menu.
You'll notice that a lot of this is fairly similar to the address list system. So you remember that when I was entering the database, I was up to about field 8 and I suddenly thought, phew, I should have a phone number there. But I really am not that happy with the phone number field being all the way back there. I would like last name, first name, maybe member number, and then the phone number. So I'd like to see if I can fix that. Let's go into the review menu, and I'll press R to do that from my club menu in Keybase.
Database definition menu for club.
And I'll press the space bar.
Field definition. Sort order. Record title. Associated database name. End of menu.
So you see, a lot of these choices that we've already been through are still available to us. I'm going to press the space bar.
Database field definition.
And field definition is what I want, so I'll press enter to get in.
Field definition list for club.
I'm going to press the space bar to move through.
Field 1 name, currently last name. Field type for last name, currently string. Field 2 name, currently first name.
And so on and so on. So let's just push space a few times.
Field 6 name. Field 7. Field 8 name. Currently phone number.
I'm not happy with it here, with this field here. So I'm going to press backspace with dots 2-3 to move it up the list, up the order. I could also press backspace with 5-6 to move it down the order.
Field 7 name. Currently phone number. Field 6 name, currently field 3 name.
I think
name,
probably field 4 is right.
Field 4 name, currently phone number.
So let's see what we've got.
Field type for member number, currently number.
Right, so I press backspace and that got me
field
to
3 name.
Field 3 name, which is the member number. So now we have last name, first name, member number, phone number. And that is absolutely fine. So I'm going to press space with E now.
Exit. Database definition menu for club.
And space with E again.
Exit. Confirm changes?
Yes.
Yes. Key base menu for club.
And I think we're all ready now to add a record. So let's press A to do that.
Entry list for club. Last name.
I'm going to enter my name here, and it's come up, you see, with capital L for last, capital N for name, and a question mark. And I'm going to type Mosen and press enter. And I didn't actually put a capital M, but it put it in for me, just like the address list.
Mosen, first name.
And we'll put Jonathan. And I'm entering in my preferred grade of Braille, which happens to be grade 2, or contracted Braille, as it now appears to be called.
Jonathan. Member number.
And I am going to be member number 00001. But just as an experiment, I'm going to put here something like, don't know.
4.
Ah, you see, now I can't, because it's a number field. And so as soon as I type the D, the 145, it's coming up as a number 4, because it's requiring me to enter a number. Very cool. So I press backspace.
4.
And I'm just going to put 0.
0. 0. 0. 0, 1.
Okay, I am member number 1. I'll press enter.
Phone number.
And let's put,
number sign.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 3, 6. 1, 2, 1, 2.
2, 1, 2.
And press enter.
Unit type, currently BNBT.
Right, now you remember that BNBT we've put as a default here because it's the most common brown node out there. And if I don't know what this is all about, I can press my help key. Remember, we put a help message in on this field.
Type the model of device, such as BNBT, VNBT, etc., then press enter. Enter information into as many fields as you require, then to add the record, press space with dots 2-6 to to move forward.
So it then went on with its generic help message completely seamlessly. We'll press enter.
Email address. Computer braille is required.
So what happens if I press space with H here?
Type the email address, then press enter.
So even when you don't enter a help message, it is doing its best to come up with a sensible help message. But obviously, if a field is a bit ambiguous, potentially confusing, if you're going to share this database, you may want to spend some time doing some really helpful help messages. Because after all, that's what BrailleNote users have come to expect over the years, is help that is truly helpful. So why not try and keep up the trend when you create your own databases that you might want to share with others? So I'm going to put Jonathan.Mosen
cap Mosen at
humanware.com.
Humanware period.
I made a mess up of humanware, so we'll just press the cursor routing key over the O that I typed instead of U, delete it, and press U, and read the current line.
Jonathan.Mosen@humanware.com.
Fine, and press enter.
Is membership current? Currently no.
And we'll put yes, and press enter.
Why? Membership expiration?
And let's enter. I think I have my date set to the American format at the moment. Let's see what we get when we press help here.
Type the date entry as number sign, month, number sign, day, number sign, year, then press enter. Enter information.
Right, so that confirms that I have indeed got the American format selected. So I can put
number sign
12
1 2 number
31
31 2005 sign, 2005
and press enter.
Notes,
and now there is a notes field here which I won't enter anything into.
Add the list,
and we can save this record.
Exit. Add this record. Yes.
Now
record added.
We've only added one record,
menu,
but when
club.
when I look it up now,
selection list for club, last name.
So we'll just press enter.
Jonathan Mosen.
And it's come up, Jonathan Mosen. It's put first name, last name, just as we asked it to in the record title. I'm going to add another couple of records.
Exit.
Just briefly, and we'll go back into the add record option here.
Selection list for club. Exit. Key base menu for club. Entry list for club. Last name.
Let's get old Fred Frisbee into the BrailleNote Club. So we'll put Frisbee.
Frisbee. First name.
Fred.
Fred. Member number.
00002.
00002 phone number.
And we'll leave that blank.
Unit type. Currently BNBT.
We'll set him to BNQT and press enter.
BNQT. Email address.
We'll leave that blank for the moment.
Is membership current? Currently no.
I'm going to leave that to no.
Membership expiration.
And we'll put, let's see, we'll put 12/31/2005 again.
31 number sign 2005 notes.
Okay, and we'll save this.
Exit. Add this record. Yes. Record added. Key base menu for club.
And we'll add one more.
Entry list for club. Last name.
Let's enter Weasley.
Weasley. First name.
Ron.
Ron. Member number.
00003.
00003 phone number.
We'll leave that blank for now.
Unit type. Currently BNBT.
And we'll give Ron Weasley a BNPK. I'm sure he would love that, cruising around with such a small machine. It will compensate for, the lack of a Firebolt.
BNPK. Email address. Computer braille is required.
We'll do that blank too.
Is membership current? Currently no.
And we will set that to yes.
Why? Membership expiration.
And we'll set this to 01/31/2006.
Number sign 31 number sign 2006 notes.
Okay, and we'll save this.
Exit. Add this record. Yes.
So now we have three people in our database, and we can search on a number of criteria. So let's say, for example, I want to find all of my BrailleNote PK users in this club. So I'm going to press the L key now, because I'm back in my keybase menu for club. I'll press L.
Selection list for club.
And I'm going to move through until we get to the model type, unit
number,
type.
Phone, unit type.
And I'm going to type BNPK. Now, when I press enter, it should show me only one record.
BNPK, Ron Weasley.
And there we go, you see. And if we have a number of people with brown OPKs in this club, then it would allow me to move through the list, sorted in alphabetical order by last name, but showing me first name first so that it looks more natural. So, let's see, I've got no more records.
No more matching entries.
That's fine. But what if I want to find out whose membership expires at the end of December so that I can give them a bit of a wriggle on to renew their subscription? So I'm going to press space with E.
Exit. Unit type. Exit.
So we can sort by a range of criteria. Now, there are many other features with the database. For example, you can import from and export to CSV files. CSV stands for comma separated value, and this has become a bit of a standard for transferring data that is consistent. In other words, you have a series of consistent fields in a document. So you can export Excel documents to CSV, Microsoft Access databases to CSV. Often you can log into your online banking service and you can download a CSV file summarizing your bank statement, your recent transactions, and they are consistently formatted. You can then go ahead and import your data to that format. Equally, if you've got information in Keybase and you want to export it and use it in another application, you can also create CSV files from your databases. So the database application Keybase is a pretty significant evolution in Brownote. We know that it's going to be popular. We're sure that very soon there will be people sharing all kinds of databases that people will find useful, and we certainly encourage that. It's great to have a Brownote community that's actively sharing these with one another. In my role as Brownote Product Marketing Manager, I have the privilege of meeting lots of people at shows, and it's great to show kids the Brownote because they take to it so quickly. They're up and running within 2 or 3 minutes and I'm redundant and they're just exploring the system. But one of the questions that we get very frequently with the Brownote is, can you play games on this? And up until Keysoft 7, the answer has been no. The answer in Keysoft 7 is a resounding yes. What we've done is introduced support for the Z5 FROTS game interpreter. And these are text adventure games, predominantly. There are many of them available, a lot of them for free on the web through sites such as ifarchive.org, the Interactive Fiction Archive. So you can go onto the web and now download a large number of games for all ages for the Brownote family. And this feature applies to all Brownote family members, including the Brownote and VoiceNote classics. So there have been some menu changes. If you are a Brownote GPS user, you'll notice that the program has now been moved to a menu called Navigation. That's because we've created a option G for games. And I'm going to press G now from the main menu.
Play which game? Press enter for ColossalAdventure.z5. Computer now, Braille is required.
All right, now I like this game because it's the original adventure, and I can recount all sorts of stories about discovering this adventure game on various devices back in the 80s. So I'm going to press enter and we'll show you how these interactive text games work. We'll talk a little bit about how you play these in general and also how you interact with them on the Brownote family through Keysoft. Now, although I'm diving right into the adventure game for sentimental reasons, the Colossal Adventure, we have included a game on the Brownote and VoiceNotes with Keysoft 7 called The Dreamhold, and that is a tutorial text adventure game. It's an excellent place to start if you've never played any interactive fiction before. And those terms are interchangeable, by the way. They used to be called text adventure games in the old days. These days they seem to have been rebranded and are more often than not called interactive fiction, which I think is probably a better description. But if you've never played any of this interactive fiction before, start with the Dreamhold game and you'll find that there's a lot of help and assistance that gets you familiar with these concepts. So I'm going to press enter, and we're then running a third-party application. And it is important to emphasize this. When you run these games have not been written by HumanWare. If you have any issues regarding playing the game or something in the game that perhaps doesn't behave as you would expect, that is something that you would need to try and take up with the third-party developer who has written this game. Let's press enter now.
Welcome to Adventure. Adventure the Interactive Original by Will Crowther, 1973, and Don Woods, 1977, reconstructed in three steps by Donald Ekman, David M. Baggett, 1993, and Graham Nelson, 1994, in memoriam Stephen Bishop, 1820-1857. GN Release 5/Serial Number 961209/Inform V6.05 Library 6/2 Standard Interpreter 1.0 At end of road, you are standing at the end of a road before a small brick building. Around you is a forest. A small stream flows out of the building and down a gully.
So it's telling me where I am, and we're now going to talk to this game. Essentially, you move through your environment by typing pretty logical kind of commands. The first thing I like to type is the word score to find out how many points I've scored so far. So I'm typing score and pressing enter.
Score. You have so far scored 36 out of a possible 350 in one turn, earning you the rank of adventurer.
Well, I'm not quite sure what I did to get 36 points without doing anything, but there you go. So we can now press backspace with S, and if you have a QT unit, you can press read with S.
At end of road. Score. 36. Moves. 1.
And that will read us the status line. Now let's try going somewhere, and I'm going to type the command to go east. There are a number of ways we can do this. We can type the word east in full. We can type E. And those compass directions apply pretty much throughout all of these games. So you can type SE for southeast, NW for northwest, N for north, S for south, E for east, and W for west. Just bear in mind, though, that if you have your preferred braille grade set to grade 2, then some of those commands will require the letter sign. For example, if you type E and press enter in grade 2 braille, it's obviously going to say every, and the text adventure game isn't going to understand that. So either switch to computer braille or just use the letter sign. I'm going to type E now to go east.
E. Inside building there are some keys on the ground here. There is tasty food here. There is a shiny brass lamp nearby. There is an empty bottle here.
Okay, so we can take these things. I can, for example, type take or get. Both will work. Take. Keys and press enter.
Keys. Taken.
Now, if I type the word inventory, or in fact just the letter I, it will tell me what I'm carrying.
I. You are carrying a set of keys.
Right. We have some other objects here as well, so I'm just going to see if I can type take all.
Take.
And press enter.
All. Stream. You have nothing in which to carry the water. Well, house. That's hardly portable. Spring. That's hardly portable. Pair of 1 foot diameter sewer pipes. That's hardly portable. Tasty food. Taken. Brass lantern. Taken. Small bottle. Taken.
And now we should fill the bottle, so I'm just going to type fill bottle.
Fill. Bottle.
With water.
Water. I only understood you as far as wanting to fill the small bottle.
Okay, well that's what I want to do, so we'll type fill bottle again.
Bottle. The bottle is now full of water.
And there we have a classic example that sometimes it's best to use a smaller command so that the interpreter doesn't find anything ambiguous about what it is that you're saying. And now we can leave this building having taken everything, so we'll go west to get out.
W. At end of road.
And you remember that we were at the end of the road before, so it's not giving us the full description. If we want the full description, we can type the word look or just the letter L, and it will give us the full description again.
L. At end of road, you are standing at the end of a road before a small brick building. Around you is a forest. A small stream flows out of the building and down a gully.
We can also type help, and sometimes help is available for these games, so we can type help, H-E-L-P.
Help. Instructions for playing.
Now we're in a special kind of window here. If I press the status command here on my BT, that's backspace with S.
About adventure. N equals next subject. P equals previous. Return equals red subject. Q equals resume game. There is information provided on the following. Greater than instructions for playing. A historical preface. How authentic is this edition?
So, now we can press N, for example.
A historical preface.
And if we press Enter, that will open that part of the help.
Perhaps the first adventurer was a mulatto slave named Stephen Bishop, born about 1820. Slight, graceful, and very handsome, a quick.
So it's going to give us some great information there on this original text adventure. So the key is that when you get into help, you're in a kind of a different environment from interacting with the full game. And if you get stuck, just use that status line command, a reminder that on a QT that is read with S, and on a BT machine backspace with S. And remember, you can get help by pressing the help key or space with H. We can quit the text adventures by typing the word quit, and we can quit this help first just by typing Q.
It then especially large. The name was a leftover.
Let's see if we can do
government
that.
Government stepped in. It's mammoth cave.
I think that this is multiple screens. And in the case where you do have multiple screens, what often happens is that you're asked to press any key to continue, and that advances you to the next screen. So we can keep hitting Q, and we will eventually quit out of this feature.
The game's language. There are indeed mysterious. Please press space. A historical preface. At end of road,
there
you are
go.
Standing at the end of a road before a small brick building.
And now we're back into the game. We can save our game too, because these games can be very involved. And so there will be times when you actually have to get back to some work. Now you can task switch as well. So I can, for example, go into keyword just by pressing backspace and enter with W.
Folder name, press enter for general.
And I can go into a document.
Document to open.
We can just pick a document here such as...
Notes.
Notes.
Blank.
And I'm in my notes file. That's just a kind of a scratch pad that I put different bits of information that I want to keep temporarily. And I can type away here. And whenever I want to get back to the game, just press backspace and enter and G.
At end of road, you are standing.
And we're back in the game again. So that's quite cool if you want to pop out, check your email, write something down, anything like that. There is a lot more we could tell you about Keysoft version 7, but that's all that we have time for. You can find out more on the Humanware website by visiting us at www.humanware.com. You can also join our BrowNote discussion list for discussion on Keysoft 7 and other BrowNote and VoiceNote related topics. Thanks for listening, and have a great holiday season from us here at Humanware.
This brings this week's edition of Main Menu to a close. If you'd like to get a hold of the Main Menu production team, please email us at mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. We want to wish all of you happy holidays during this holiday season, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of ACB Radio's Main Menu. Take care, everyone.